Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, an Italian-American podcast, and I am your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can always be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn. Today's episode, number 40, is coming to you from the headquarters of Hardcore Italians, which is a clothing company with content, a blog, and just an overall atmosphere of Italian pride. And my guest today is Michael Cariocia, who is part of the father and son team of Hardcore Italians. Michael, welcome to the show.
How's it going? Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great. No, thank you. And this is a cool setting. And anytime I'm in a setting of Italian and Italian-American stuff, I just love it. My blood is flowing quicker today.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your the family Italian background.
Okay, so basically my grandfather on my mother's side is from Calabria in Cosenza, and then on my father's side, they're from Bari.
Okay.
So I'm half Bari's and Calabrese.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Italy?
No, not yet.
Is that on the near future plans, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I mean, I love to, but that's what I'm saying. Just been growing the company for a while. It takes a lot of time, and it's kind of hard to...
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. I own a small business too, yeah. And you're married to it. But
yeah, exactly.
You definitely, my advice, you got to go to Italy,
Yeah. Especially
someone like you. I'm assuming there's a lot of pride that you grew up with.
Yeah, no, I would love to go just see like the town my grandfather was in and things like that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, so Hardcore Italians. Now, how did you get into this business?
Okay, so basically, my father kind of started a clothing company, and he was always making like uniforms for baseball teams, and he was kind of like organizing a lot of events and just making shirts, and he always had ideas for other things, and he kind of made one that was called the Hardcore Italian. That was the first shirt he made that was Italian. And basically,
now, did he do the printing on it, or did he,
he was kind of experienced, like, if you're like, he always ran his baseball teams, our baseball team, so he always like find people to make the uniforms, and he kind of was good at bringing that piece of things together, and he kind of just like always had ideas, so he'd make like other sports shirts, and then like eventually he made the Italian one, and the Italian one was the one that everyone just like, that was the winner that he made, like everyone loved the Hardcore Italian. Like,
did he come up with the original logo?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, he drew that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, he worked with like designers and stuff. My uncle is like in graphic design, like he kind of helped with the design of it.
Oh, that definitely helps.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What kind of baseball did your father play baseball?
Yeah, so my father played softball, so life with his buddies, and yeah, then I was
16
in baseball.
Inch, I assume.
Yeah, 16.
Chicago style, okay.
And then, then I played baseball, and he was always like, he went above and beyond with all that stuff. Like, he always made awesome designs, and you wouldn't just have the uniforms. Like, the whole team would have matching bags, and you know what I mean? They would be like the best dressed like team in the league
he had a definite flair for this type of stuff.
Exactly. So he was always good at doing that. And then basically when the Hardcore Italian design came about, everyone loved it. I loved it. And then we were kind of just talking, like, he always needed help with his businesses. And I don't know, it just kind of never, the pieces never like laid, I don't know how to word it, but you know what I mean? It kind of never clicked together for him to keep growing like a side business.
How old were you at that time?
Probably like, I would say like, maybe 17, 18.
So you're in high school, basically?
Yeah, I was in high school. Yeah, and then he was doing that a couple of years, but then, like, it wasn't until the Italian one, and I kind of noticed, like, everyone just loves this. Like, everyone was asking him, like, for it. You know what I mean? Like, you could just tell it was, like, the winner of his shirt. And basically, he always needed help, and I said, like, I would love to just do, you know, we kind of just agreed to, like, separate everything else he was doing and stick with the Italian one, because that was just like everyone loved it, you know, and I was interested too at that point, So
you had a vision to take that initial design shirt and go with it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And expand with it.
Yeah, exactly. I noticed. Yeah, I kind of noticed like the need to for, you know, just more nicer like Italian clothes, and I was kind of excited. Like I knew his ideas for shirts and stuff were very good. So,
well, it's funny because coming here, I was thinking that, you know, I live by Harlem Avenue. Okay. You know, there's places still you can get Italian shirts, but the majority of the world, you can't find an Italian shirt at a store.
Yeah,
I mean, it just
doesn't
exist. So there's a need for an online presence to find these type of shirts. And you can sell it, I guess, today's day and age all over the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, we're sending it everywhere. So
what was, like, some of the initial designs beyond Hardcore Italians that you came
up with? So, we kind of stuck with the Hardcore name for a while, and we would do, like, Hardcore Calibrati shirts, and we kind of were branching out to different regions, and then people like that, but it was kind of hard. We kind of realized, like, it's hard to sell those specific regions all the time because not everyone can relate. So
limit yourself. Yeah. When you have a regional item, basically, if it says Hardcore Calabrese, well, pretty much the only person buying it is a Calabrese
person. Exactly.
So, yeah, I could see where you'd want to kind of stay more in general.
Yeah. So we kind of did a lot of trial and error with the designs, and, you know.
So tell me about, how long have you had the business?
Like I was saying, when my father was kind of messing around with things, that was 2009, but the Italian, like the actual Facebook page and when we actually got the Hardcore Italians as a business was until 2011.
So about 8 years you've had it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was never a brick and mortar store. It was always an online thing.
Yeah, it was out of our garage. Like we had all the inventory in my garage and we had an office that we would, you know, do all the work in and things like that.
So, and then I assume that you got so big that you needed to expand to an actual warehouse.
Well, yeah, eventually, my house was a madhouse. Like, every room in the house was just filled with clothes. Like, you couldn't separate work from personal at all. Like, you'd go in the kitchen, there'd be shirts, or, you know what I mean? It just got everywhere.
This is great. I mean, as soon as I walked in, I said, my God, you get to make a living doing this.
Yeah.
No, this has got to be like a joy.
100%. Yeah, I love what I do for sure.
So. That's awesome. Okay, well, so tell me about some of the items you sell, because I know it's more than just t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. So we try to keep t-shirts are what everyone loves. Like, we try to have a lot of different designs, but yeah, it's a lot of accessories too. And, you know, we try to do like, we're trying to make like more unique stuff. Like, we have like these hoodies with strings on them and, you know what I mean, with the Italy colors. And my dad kind of thinks of all these like more unique designs and we kind of try to do trial and error to see what works.
Sure, absolutely.
We try to give just options to like onesies and, you know, things for kids and things for, you know, just kind of, we spread it out. Like,
you try to come up with something new, like, I don't know, every year or every so often, a new design or a new product.
Yeah, so right now we pretty much do like every season we try to do a few new designs. Or, you know, once in a while we'll just do a new shirt randomly if we find something we like, but. Yeah, we're trying to, you kind of have to, because if you go to Italian Fest, they'll ask you, hey, what's new this year? You know what I mean?
Oh, they want new things there.
Yeah, so or even online, people definitely look for new stuff, so you got to kind of be consistent.
And I know you sell, like, coffee cups, and you do any kind of, like, keychains and horns and those kind of things?
Yeah, we have a lot of keychains. Keychains, yeah. We sell, the horn keychains and...
And I'm looking at a case of mild giardiniera, hot giardiniera, and muffaletta. So you put your label on that as well?
Yeah, exactly. So we have a recipe for that. And
well, that's great.
We get a lot of people that say like they can't find some of that like Italian specialties where they live. So it's kind of like more for, you know, the areas where people can't get it.
There again, there's a need. Yes. Yeah. You know, I always taken it for granted because I lived around Harlem Avenue that all these things are there. They're outside my door. Exactly. But a lot of people are not going to find giardiniera.
Yeah, exactly.
So. I mean, the majority of people are not going to find it in their stores. So that's great. And that's good. You got to look for the niche that's there and people want. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things you do? I know you mentioned something about a blog.
Yeah, so we basically just try to put out content like every day just to keep Italians engaged. And, you know, we really want people to be proud like on a daily basis. It's not like, that's kind of like one of the benefits of being online too. It's not like the fest is one time a year and that's it. You don't see them again until next year. Like we want to be there for Italians. We want to be making them proud every day. And the blog is a piece of that and the content. You know, we just try to.
Now tell me about that because I'm old and I don't really understand blogs. Is a blog something that people write into and you can respond? Like, can it be like a dialogue? Is that how that works?
So basically, we have a couple of people who make blogs for us. It's like articles. So basically, the way it works is, you know, you just post articles and then we use advertising on the articles we make, and that's kind of how it generates the revenue. So. Yeah, it's kind of.
Do you get feedback though from people?
Yeah, like tons of feedback. Yeah.
Oh, you do. Mm-hmm. And what capacity?
Well, mainly it's like the comments. You know, like we'll make a blog and then just everyone engages with the comments. And you could write in the comments on the blog or like we're always posting things on social media. So.
I assume you use all the social media. Yeah. Is that the like main way that you promote your products?
Exactly. Social media is, that's what we've always, that was like our core thing, was to be on social media, just present. That was, you know, kind of, I think, where we found success, for sure.
I would imagine. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's awesome, and that's the beauty of today.
Yeah,
because exactly. If this couldn't have existed, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
You mentioned festivals. Do actually do some good old-fashioned festivals where you bring all your stuff and sell it.
So the main two we do is the Festa Italiana in Milwaukee.
Which I've never been to, but I hear it's enormous.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's like nice. They got a lot of nice attractions and stuff, so it's definitely fun.
Are there other T-shirt vendors, so to speak, at the actual festival?
Oh, yeah, there's a few.
Because it's that big.
Yeah, it's a big. They have like a marketplace now, and a lot of them, you know, there might be one or two, and then there's always like the festival that has their own shirts that they sell, and they'll do a few other designs too. But,
and do you find that doing those beyond the actual sales, it just helps promote the company for future sales?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's mainly for promotion, and you know, we like giving people different options for stuff too. And you know,
are people kind of surprised, like, oh, I can get this all year round? Because you know, a lot of people that do festivals, they just literally go to festivals.
Yeah, exactly. That's their whole Mm-hmm. But yeah, people are kind of, I mean, we try to keep it, we'll like do new stuff right before the festivals and things like that. But a lot of people, yeah, they might not have heard of us, or they like it because, you know, we charge less at the festivals and on the website. You don't have to pay for shipping. So.
Oh, that's true. There is no shipping. So exactly. You could afford to charge for less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So.
And the other festival you do?
Taylor Street in Chicago.
Okay. So, you never go outside of, well, I know Milwaukee's outside of Chicago, but it's close. It's a 90-minute ride. Mm-hmm. You don't go anywhere else.
No, not at the moment. Yeah, we're trying to get the ones down like in our area first before we think about expanding, or, you know, we have the option too for wholesale if people are in other states and they want to, you know,
purchase. Oh, you do have that option.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. And have people use your.
Yeah, we've done a few so far, but we're still kind of sorting the kinks out with that a little bit. But yeah, it's definitely what we're getting into as well. So
what would you say is your most popular item of all the things you sell?
Probably the track jackets, I would say. The Italia track jacket, that's like a consistent seller for us every day. Like someone wants a jacket. So that's probably the number one.
And still the hardcore Italians
logo. Yeah, the original one with the skull was our first design. That one's always a good seller too. We've had a few shirts go viral and stuff like that, but the one consistently since we've had it has always just been the track jacket for sure. So.
And do you make stuff for even infants, babies?
Yeah. The onesies, we just put out like 20 new designs and people have been, they've.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Cause then when people have kids, they love that.
Yeah. True. Spoiler.
I understand you are running a bocce tournament.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
We're partnering with Angelo Caputo's and Carol at their Carol Stream location. They're setting up bocce courts and we're kind of cross-promoting an event to play
bocce. Have you ever done this?
No, this is the first one. We're trying to make it an annual thing, so we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, we're trying to get into events a little bit. And we like to, so I'm saying, we want to keep the page fun and keep people engaged with their heritage and do things other than
having a good time.
So, yeah.
So how do people get involved with the bocce tournament?
So, basically, you could just sign up online or, you know, email us.
Can you sign up as an individual or you need a team?
You need a team. So, you sign up as a team of four. Yeah, and it's $100 and that's it, you're good. So you get a t-shirt, you get lunch,
that's all included.
You get a chance at prizes. We're gonna have a lot of prizes that we're not saying yet what they are, but
and it's gonna be that day that they have the championship and all that.
Exactly. So
and what's the date on that?
August 24th
of 2019 at Angelo Caputo's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that should I'm sure that that's gonna go over big.
Yeah, we're hoping so. Yeah, we got some
time. It definitely should, because people love to do that, and they have the space out there for that.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like actual regulation size courts?
Yeah. Yeah, so the three regular size courts, kind of like they have a side area. They have a lot of space at their Carol Stream location. That's like their first one, so they have their warehouse there and things. So.
Yeah, and would this be something, are these going to be like permanent courts or just temporary that you could do it again then?
Yeah, we're purchasing the courts this year, and then we'll keep them for the years to come. So that's why we're hoping people come out and they like it, and we can keep doing it every year because we'll have them. So.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm sure you'll have success with it.
Yeah.
What do you see the company going in the near future? Like, where would you like to take all of this?
I just like to keep fueling like the online community, keep doing, you know, just create more shows around like the blog and keeping people more engaged, and you know, maybe do like, you know, more like original content, I would say, but not original content like recipes or, you know, funny shows or characters or, you know, things like that. Keep it going, and then obviously like keep expanding with the wholesale and, you know, t-shirts, and we want to be more like omnipresent throughout the United States as far as, you know, just having our name out there. And we want to be like the go-to place for Italian Americans pretty much.
And let me ask you a question. Do you, when you come up with maybe a new design, mm-hmm. do you test it in a way before you actually mass produce it?
Yeah, well, sometimes we do. Like,
I mean, you have like a group of t-shirt testers that you say, what do you think of this?
Yeah, it's funny. Like we have like a group chat going. It's like a focus group, we call it. And it's literally just like my family and some of the employees. And I'll like send a design. I'll be like, what do you guys think? And then they'll, yeah, we kind of do that. And then it's kind of me going off of too. Like, I always check, you know, any post we do, I always check the comments and see the response. And it's like sometimes, you know, like every time I post this, it goes nuts. People love it. And then maybe I'll make a design around it. And then, you know what I mean? That way I don't have to, yeah.
Oh, I see. So could you put something that's an idea out there, like to the public, mm-hmm. and then see the response on it before you actually make it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we definitely can. But sometimes, yeah, you just know, like, if people like it, you put it out. Or, you know what I mean? If you kind of want to, sometimes you might have a couple designs, you're not sure which one's better. I'll post it and I'll say which one.
That's
great. Yeah, vote A or B. Yeah, and people pick it. So it's cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Because that really, you know, cuts out on the uncertainty about whether or not this t-shirt's going to go.
Yeah.
May I ask your age?
24.
24 years old. So do you ever wake up and you smile and you go, I get to do this for a living?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of like one of my main things with the page is just like appreciation for the time I was born and where I'm born and just having the internet. And that's why, like, I think it's important for people to, you know, kind of respect their roots and where they came from. Like, my grandfather didn't have anything, came from Calabria, had to leave family, you know what I mean? And
Wasn't an easy life.
Yeah, 100%. You know, exactly. You had to work in factories and work hard and make little money. And it's like, yeah, I just appreciate every day what I do. And it's like, I feel like if I didn't do something, it'd just be a waste for him to make all these moves to come here and set up a family and a life. You know what I mean? They did nothing but like live their life to make sure we're okay. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's important for like, that's one of the main things with the pages. I want everyone to have that appreciation. You might not be, you know, from Italy, you might not be first generation, but there's a story somewhere. Like, people had hardship for you to be where you're at, and that's kind of what I want people to appreciate on a day-to-day basis. So
that's a great attitude, and it's great appreciation. And this is wonderful. Like I said, this would have been my dream to get up and be able to make a living and do this and do stuff you love and be in this atmosphere. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Tell everyone, how do they purchase your products? How do they see your products?
Yeah, so hardcoreitalians.com is where you can purchase everything, and it has pretty much everything about the company, like all the information you need. But yeah, we're really big on social media. Their two biggest is Facebook. We have 1 million, and then Instagram, we have 200,000 fans on there.
Excuse me, did you just say 1 million?
Yeah.
A million?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you build that up to 1 million?
So
that's a huge number.
Yeah, yeah. I was in college and, you know, kind of like I said, I was just focused on building the page. And I really didn't. That's the thing is, like, it wasn't ever about money. Like, it was just fun for us to do. Like, you know how you're saying, it's just nice to be able to wake up and work. And you know what I mean? So
what do they say? Yeah. When you do what you love, you never work a day.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, basically when I was in college, I just really focused on building this community online. I didn't really care about, you know, making any money. Like, I just kept investing my time and effort back into the business throughout all of college. And then, yeah, it wasn't until I graduated to where I decided, okay, let me try this full time and give it a shot. And that's when I got the warehouse.
You're happy with that decision?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's pressure running a business and figuring things
out. Oh, no, it's never. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to make light of it just because it's selling stuff with Italian things and it's all hunky-dory and easy.
No, yeah.
It's still a business.
Yeah.
It's still deadlines. Exactly. It's still pressure. It's still, you know, paying your bills and all that.
Exactly. But I feel like it makes it worth it for me, like, to deal with all that, because it's like I'm doing something I love. And, you know, I feel like I'm making a dent in the world with just as far as being online and making, you know, this, building this community up and things like that. Like, I definitely feel
Michael, grateful. That's just awesome. And it was great meeting you, and it was, I'm glad we got to do this interview.
Yeah.
And keep doing what you're doing, because I think it's great, and it's great for our people. Yeah, it's great for our future, and we need stuff like this, and we need to keep going with just an acknowledgement and just an idea and just appreciation of where we come from.
Yeah, exactly.
Where we are.
Everyone, yeah, it's hard if you don't have that. It's
we'll be lost.
It'll be lost.
We'll become extinct.
Yeah,
if we don't have that as an ethnic group, we will become extinct.
Yeah, exactly. And
we can't let that happen.
Yeah, we can't.
Not on our watch.
Exactly.
So, Michael, thank you. Hardcore Italians, look for them everywhere, social media, hardcoreitalians.com. Thanks again. Yeah. And as we always do on the Keeping It Real with Frankie D show, our parting words are stay strong, stay sharp, and stay Italian. Thanks, everyone, and have a great Italian-American day.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned. That wall could fall.
Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam,
'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops, there goes a billion
kilowatt dam.
Problem curve
plop.